short night for you with preseason football on Fox last night. I did watch some of Dolphins Jaguars.
Jags, yeah, yep.
And also watched some of what was going on the NFL Network.
Oh, man.
But I did not watch the very end of that last night. What time did they go past 10 o'clock?
Yeah, we got on. The news got on about 10:20. So our nightly 30-minute sports show called Free for All got on at 11:30 last night.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is...
At that point, do you think about just maybe playing best of?
Yeah, we should keep
see if anyone notices.
That's assuming there actually is a best of.
Surely you could put
together
something.
Hasn't your therapist worked with you on this kind of self-talk?
Self-deprecation. Come on.
Build yourself up a little bit.
But I was thinking about you guys and how, between the three of you, you all handle this having to get up early thing differently, because it seems as though Junior is much more disciplined. I mean, in terms of... Making sure he gets his, in terms of everything, I covered it. 7-8 hours of sleep a night, and you guys are just sort of haphazard.
Mm-hmm.
And it would drive me
with everything.
It would drive me crazy. It would just drive me nuts, because every night my head would hit the pillow. I would think, okay, if I go to sleep right now, I'll get 6.5 hours. And then you look
like that's terrible too. 6.5 hours is not good.
Well, but I got home last night, and I did go to sleep right away. But it, you know, unfortunately, it was 1 a.m. when I went to sleep. But at camp, especially you guys with the time change and all that, I know it's torture. But what would you say your average number of hours of sleep per night during the week has been over the last 25 years?
Oh gosh,
when you set the 25 years,
set the over under at 5 hours. Is it usually less than that per night?
I would say I've averaged under 5 hours for 25 years.
Yeah,
I think 4 hours is a pretty good night.
Yeah,
most nights.
Now, is there a nappy poo most days?
Oh yeah,
no.
Well, yeah,
not for me.
What do you do? Sleep, but you sleep longer now than you did a few years ago. Like you've tried to be better about going to bed earlier.
Right. I try to go to bed before midnight now, which is good. Good for me.
That just seems like if I'm up past 11 o'clock, I know that is a bad night. And I've tried to be better about it, too. Try to get to bed before 10, so you at least get almost 6 hours. The alarm goes off at 3:45. But yeah, that's brutal. I can't believe you didn't get home till almost 1 o'clock last night. Yeah, you should have just come up here and then gone down to the conference room.
And the dog's been having some respiratory issues, so he jumps up on the bed, and it's just one of those things.
You don't let the dog sleep with you, do you?
Not usually. I probably would. My wife doesn't want him to. But he's just a little,
dog.
Jack Russell mixed, like 25-pound dog, probably.
Yeah.
It's just the right size. But one of those deals where you're fighting to keep the covers on all night. It's sleeping.
Why do we take it in the shorts when it comes to animals controlling the household?
That's why I brought it up earlier this week. We have a lot of P1s. I've been going back and forth. Because I went on a bit of a rant. Why do we allow the dog to sleep in the bed? It interrupts your sleep. The stuff I see my dogs doing, messing with poop, messing with each other's butts, I don't want that in my bed. You know, we have
and you're a big
sheets,
jerk. For...
And I'm a jerk.
Yeah.
They have comfortable beds. They make great dog beds, and they're fine on those.
He has one right on the floor right next to the bed. And most nights that's okay.
But that's
last
not the right sleep number, though, and he needs most about 65.
Mike passes out there.
Doesn't quite miss
to avoid conflict.
Just to sneak in.
Okay, buddy, that's fine.
Yeah, you just stay up there. I'll be down here. It's comfortable enough. Daddy's got enough wine in him. He'll be all right.
Doesn't smell so bad down here.
Let alone fleas and ticks.
Hell, I've heard people go, hey, we can take the big vacation of a lifetime this summer. We've saved up enough. We've got the time on our schedule. 2 weeks, we're going to go to Greece or wherever. Oh, we just can't leave a spot that long. We just can't. And they rearrange their trip of a lifetime to cover the dog that they've had for the past 4 years.
Yeah. Or maybe it comes down to the trip of a lifetime or ACL surgery for the dog.
Unbelievable.
Well, we don't have pet insurance, so yeah, I guess we're going to put this money down on the dog's ACL. And I say that, I would do it.
I'm going to say, done it.
I've spent tons of money just thinking, this is something we got to do. And I'll say we went on a longer vacation this last summer. About 4 or 5 days in, I kept feeling like I'm restless and I needed to go home. And I think a lot of it was my dogs. And they're very well cared for, but I was just thinking, man, I just need to get home and be with the pups.
You leave them at a dog daycare place where you can. They actually have cameras in there, so you could.
No, we
look
used
at it
to,
on your
but
iPhone.
now we have someone come stay at the house,
okay,
which is great. And we did that a few years ago. We started that with our two other older dogs who were getting very old, and both have since passed.
Way to go, Deuce!
Oh, sorry,
Daisy and the great Hank. Who passed just a few weeks back.
It's still tough to talk about Hank, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
We can spend a little more time on this if it would help.
No, that's okay.
You need some breathing room here?
No, it's okay. I'm coming to terms with it, but yeah, it's still tough around the old house, sure. Especially when the horses come by and Hank doesn't go out to greet them. But yeah, I found myself worried about the dogs, and they do. They take over our lives.
Now, did you bury Hank, or did you do the...
We have his ashes, and we haven't. I'm going to put him in the ground. I'm going to put the
You're
ashes.
You're
going
to bury the. Why not just bury the dog then?
I don't know. I guess
where you had the option, you hadn't decided yet what you were going to do with him.
No, it just doesn't seem like that is an option.
Is it not?
I don't.
I figured where you live, you can bury a dog. Yeah. I think burying a dog in your backyard is not legal. Now, we always did that when I was growing up.
Yeah.
We live in a city. But we'd always bury the family pet in the backyard.
Yeah.
And now, but I think that's against the law.
I think in some cities it is, and I don't know. That's the way we've buried our dogs here these last, whatever, 15 years. From the late, great Bo Jackson, the Basset Hound.
Bury the ashes.
Yes.
And that, I think, is also illegal, though.
Probably was in our old house in Coppell, and I hope Bo is haunting the family that lives there now.
Well, now, why would you want the family to have to deal with that?
Vindictive.
Nothing big, just, you know, maybe...
Just a light haunting?
Yeah, maybe just a...
some sort of,
yeah,
some sort
of funny like haunting. Night. An old Basset howl, you know, in the middle of the night, maybe just to wake him up.
What about you, Mike? You just stuff him in a closet somewhere?
Oh, man.
Believe it or not, this is the first dog that we've had since we've been married. And we got this dog for my daughter's 11th birthday, so he's he was like a year and a half when we got him, so he's probably about 12 years old now, and this is gonna shatter me when he goes.
Gosh, I've never, man,
you're the most attached to him, you'd say?
Oh yeah, of course. I was the one who didn't want to get him in the first place, and so now we're out walking every morning, and he's had this little cough that we had to take him into the vet for, and now I'm giving him pills, and actually my wife did it when I was at camp, so I don't know how much it was, but it wouldn't have mattered. I would have paid it.
You have to bribe him into taking those pills?
Yeah, you hide him in a little piece of lunch meat or something. It's just kind of, or I take one myself just to kind of show him how it's
just
done.
To show him that it's not poisonous.
Right.
You're his tester.
Man, Hank had an unbelievable ability. You could give him a pill and a piece of ham and somehow...
And shove it all the way down his esophagus and he could still get it back up.
Somehow the ham Sometimes would go down and all of a sudden this white pill would come flying out. Like, oh, the heck did he do that?
Coughing it up like a Burmese python, coughing a reindeer. I don't know if he's a reindeer, but
yeah, they may be able to take down a reindeer.
I've done it each way on the expensive surgery recommended for a dog. I've done it to where I've said, okay, yes, $4,000 sounds reasonable for an ACL surgery. And then they said, okay, well, really, you need to get both of them done if you're going to get one done.
Uh-huh.
I said, nah, that's all right. I've seen three-legged dogs. This one have 3.5. That's fine with me.
Yeah, you can do 2-for-1. Yeah, you know, maybe.
And I've had the cat that came back with an x-ray that it looks like something is everywhere. We should really do huge intervention here. Nah, cat's very old. That's fine. We'll leave it. Cat is still going. This is like 2 years later. I thought, what happened to the whole 2 weeks deal that the cat had? Cat's fine. 2 weeks, 2 years later. So I could have spent all that money, and I don't know that it would have affected the cat.
Probably not. No. But yeah, you do what you can. You try to keep him as healthy as you can. I hope your dog's cough gets better soon.
Seems to be getting
pills are working
better. When he gets up in the morning, it's an issue. I can tell. Just kind of a morning allergy type thing.
Oh, okay.
But he'll be fine.
Well, I've had that
he'll be
too.
Fine. And
we need to treat your dog for allergies.
Oh yeah.
Dogs having allergies.
Yeah.
And you don't treat yourself for allergies.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, Gunner has allergies.
Yes, sir.
Not allergies.
Your dog's having allergy problems.
Oh, okay. I can't breathe through my nose.
Oh, there's Mike's dog with allergies.
That's Mike with allergies.
Oh.
Thanks for playing along, Gordon.
5:48 on the ticket. You can't miss this next.